from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, Tuesday saw the first Democratic member of Congress from New Jersey call for Joe Biden to exit the presidential race following the board debate performance.
Representative Mikey Sherrill joined a growing chorus of Democrat lawmakers saying that the 81-year-old president should step aside. In a statement, Sherrill praised Biden's policies but said that the best thing he could do to prevent Trump's re-election was allow a new nominee to take the torch. But the rest of New Jersey's elected officials, including other members of Congress and Governor Murphy, have declined to substantially comment on Biden's age or, in Murphy's case, have reaffirmed their support for him. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The massive wildfire that's been burning in South Jersey since last week is now mostly contained. The Tea Time Hill Fire was first spotted Friday morning after it had already consumed 450 acres. As of yesterday, the fire had consumed more than 4,000 acres. Officials continue their investigation into the fire, which they say was sparked by fireworks. They're looking for whoever set them off. One of North Jersey's biggest cities is trying to spruce up its streets. Patterson Mayor Saya says the Patterson is Picking Up initiative is the answer. A cleaning crew is part of the ongoing effort to pick up trash along the city's commercial spaces. Solar-powered trash receptacles have also been installed that alert the Department of Public Works when full.
We want our business districts to be more inviting, more enticing. So what do people want to see? They want a clean area and they want a safe area.
The mayor says the boots-on-the-ground approach is essential for its success. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. The Federal Reserve Chair on Wednesday reinforced a message that the Fed is paying growing attention to a slowing job market and not only to taming inflation, a shift that signals it's likely to begin cutting interest rates soon. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 429 points today. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be experienced, Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts. Send to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Just how unsettled will we be later today? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one...
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're looking at two substantial pushes of rain in the forecast. Number one, a line of broken showers and thunderstorms tonight. Number two, several pockets of rain coming up on Friday. Now that system could dump an inch or two of much needed rain over New Jersey, and it will temporarily cool things down. So tonight, that broken line of showers and storms could produce brief downpours and gusty winds through early tomorrow morning. Low temperatures will only dip into the mid-70s. No relief yet. Humidity will dial back a little bit tomorrow with hazy sunshine. It'll still be hot for your Thursday. Highs around 90. Friday, expect pockets of rain, heavy at times. Cloudy and a bit cooler, highs in the lower 80s. Some spots could get stuck in the 70s Friday. But this weekend, the heat is on again. We're right back into the 90s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Morristown and Ewing are both 92 degrees, Turnersville 90. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Eliminate gutter cleaning and protect your home year-round with Gutter Helmet. Call New Jersey's exclusive dealer, lender, Home Solutions at 888-5-HELMET or visit gutterhelmet.com for a free gutter assessment and estimate.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.